Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Yeah, man, God is in the blessing business all day, every day. God got hundreds of millions of blessings that he passes out every day. All I want to do is be the recipient, that I'm the recipient of what he has for me. That's all I want. I just want God's favor, and I want God's blessings. You know, of course, I need his mercy and his grace, but I just want his blessings and his favor. I want that in my life because it does things for me that I'm absolutely incapable of doing for myself. And I've been a recipient of many of those. And you can be the recipient of them too. You already are, really. Really, you already are. If you're getting up every morning, that's a blessing. If you're getting one day closer to anything you're trying to accomplish, that's a blessing. But now, let me talk to you about this part right here, folks, because this is the part that messes people up a great deal. What happens when you get off track? What is that? What does that mean when you get off track? See, I've been off track. I can't tell you how many times. And it happens in so many aspects of your life. But what is it that makes getting off track so debilitating to some people? You know, there are some people who once they're off track, they off course. They off the dream. They on to something else. And you cannot allow the fact that you've gotten off track to stop you. Can I tell you something? Everybody gets off track. There are people who are living their life's dreams in spite of getting off track. See, what happens when you get off track? Here's the simple thing to do. The simple thing is just to get back on track. Now, that's easier said than done, ain't it, Steve? Yeah, because see, people, when you get off track, here's some of the things that happen. See, you get here come the naysayers, some of them from the outside, some of them internally. Here's what gets said when you get off track. See, I told you. I told you. You know, you start hearing that. It's not for you. Okay? This is all just because you got off track. It's not for you. Okay, here's another one. It ain't meant to be. You can hear it or you can say it. Well, I guess it's just not meant to be. But let me ask you a question, though. Who made the rule that when you get off track, you can't get back on? Who made that rule? Where is that written that once you get off track, you can't get back on? See, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's no such rule. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. See, everybody in pursuit of a dream, a goal, an aspiration, or a mission is going to get off track sometimes. You're going to get derailed. There are going to be days where you're not going to get it right. There are going to be days where you feel like giving up. There's going to be days when you're just going to flat out get it wrong. That's the journey. But let me tell you something. Every successful person that I know, ever met, talked to, sat down and chopped it up with, have shared one thing in common. We all get off track. We all get it wrong along the way. I don't care who the person is. The president got it wrong along the way. Your pastor got it wrong along the way. Choir director got it wrong along the way. The principal at your school got it wrong along the way. The valedictorian of your class got it wrong along the way. The star of the team got it wrong along the way. They've all been off track. Your boss down at your job, he got it wrong along the way. Your immediate supervisor got it wrong along the way. Everybody I know that has any measure of success in every level that you call success, however you want to label it, has gotten off track. As a matter of fact, it's impossible. Listen to me. It is impossible not to get off track in pursuit of your dreams, goals, visions, aspirations. It is impossible. Don't you let nobody tell you that they got through life unscathed, that they made it because they was just so determined and I would let nothing turn me back. Yeah, you might not have let nothing turn you back because you're here. Oh, but you thought about it. Oh, you thought about it on days when you was off track. But see, people don't like to tell the whole story. They just want you to think as much as you can about them. So when they tell you their story, they leave out the stuff along the way. It was just hard work and determination that got me here. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was the fact that you got off track and the grace and mercy of God allowed you to get back on. His forgiveness allowed you to get back on, because you would not believe what some of the people have done. So when you get off track, don't allow the naysayers outside and the big naysayer inside. Because let me tell you something. The biggest naysayer of them all comes from inside. See, it don't matter what other people say out there. It takes some time for you to learn this, and I understand, because it took me some time to learn it. See, I have a lot of naysayers out there, but I ain't operating for them. I operate and function for the ones that love me, for the ones that get me, for the ones that understand what I'm really trying to do. And so don't you be the one that doesn't allow yourself to get back on track when you get off track. Because like I said, who made the rule up that you can't get back on track? There's no such rule out there. Stop stopping yourself from getting it right. So what? You started a diet at the beginning of the year and you already off. Start another one. Start over. Try it again. Don't ever stop trying. If you stop trying, you can't make it. But if you never give up the effort, if you never give up and say it's over, it ain't over. You heard the saying, it ain't over till the fat lady sang. I never invite her. She's not invited. It ain't over till the fat lady sang. I don't know where the fat lady stay. I have not sent her an invitation to none of my events. She's not welcome here. She didn't ask me a couple of times, how come I never get invited? Because you're going to start singing. And I ain't got time for that. All right? Stop inviting the fat lady to all your events. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. It is a new year. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm so grateful I saw another one. I'm so grateful God has kept me. I'm so grateful that God is with me. I'm so grateful that God keeps me on the wall. I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful for everything, man. I can't believe he done let me see another year. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is God? I ain't got nothing but praise this morning. I ain't got nothing but good things. Joy is finna come out my mouth today, because I'm on top, man. And I'm on top because God is with me. If God is with you, who can be against you? It don't even matter, y'all. Keep your head up. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Going for more in 24. That's the slogan round here. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., government name Kill Sprates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Good morning and Happy New Year to
man,
all.
Man, Happy New Year, huh?
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
We back.
How was your holiday?
Yeah, man, I'm well rested.
You sound it. You sound good.
What I'm finna do today.
You know how you used to embarrass me. Come on, embarrass me today.
You know, today I might just do that. You know,
you haven't done it in a minute.
About how I was going to approach the new year.
Mm-hmm.
How ignorant could I be? Well, since I've been gone, let's just get all these segments started. And I can go
see what you can do.
See, I'm gonna make it work.
Tommy, more in 24. You feel the same way?
I feel the same way, Uncle Man. Rested, ready to go, man. Another year.
Let's get stupid,
man. I missed y'all though. I missed y'all.
You miss us?
That's ignorant already.
I ain't even gonna lie to you, dog.
You ain't think about it.
I really can't.
Yeah.
I thought about you. You said that I miss you.
Yeah.
You usually send us a little text and check in.
No. No. Matter of fact, I wasn't really looking forward to coming back that much, to tell you.
You thought you were going, you had made it.
Yeah, I could do another. I could do another month. Yeah. I could actually do another month. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. But you know, we got this small thing they call
obligations and contracts. And so
you gotta honor that.
You gotta come to work.
Why they won't just send this check
to the house?
You know, I've been trying to find that for so many years. I've actually been trying to find out somebody that would just send me the money. Without me having to do nothing.
Without no labor? You mean little just send you a check? Free check?
Yeah.
Little or no effort on your part. Just go out to the mailbox.
Just call it a blessing. I'll accept it.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Just if they could just make it cash, I don't have to report it. That
they
would
pay taxes.
All right. On that note, thank the Lord.
I have it in coffee cans, everything. I know how to hide money. But.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, Pastor Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building for church complaints. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the Deacon and the Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam, that is, and church complaints.
We gavel on this auspicious occasion. Gavelanting into the new year.
Yeah.
Prosperizing in a way that will allow the promiscuity. Ooh. And the ambiguity of what we about to do. Lord bless us. Amen. On this great gregarious day.
Right.
Where we manipulify.
You better minister. We what?
You know what I'm saying.
That New Year
manipulify.
Yes, sir.
And damnation of uplification.
Uplift-ication.
Lord, amen, Pastor. Come on, Deacon. What do we have in this new year?
All right, Pastor. Let's get down to business here. Brother Darnell, he tried to baptize people on New Year's Day in a lake, not realizing two alligators was in there, too. He was baptizing Sister Doris Faith, and she actually walked on water and got out that lake. Brother Darnell is missing half a butt cheek and asking if the church will buy him a half a behind. That's kind of what we're doing.
A butt prosthetic.
We had told Brother Darnell not to try this down in Florida. You can do that up north, but not in Florida because of
that's right.
Alligator infestation. We are not responsible for buttocks missing. We are not responsible for BBLs or TYTs. Anything else you might want to have on your body?
TYT.
Yeah, that stands for tighten your top. We'll just leave it at that. Tighten your top.
Tighten your top. All right. Sister Sonya Green has a new company she has started. She is selling dishwasher chitlins. She cleans them in the dishwasher and then she cooks them. He's asking if she can sell them, sell the dishwasher chitlins after the services this year.
She tried that last year and there were so many complaints about the chitlins having a taint taste of Tide. And don't nobody want to go that anymore.
Tide and Cascade.
They called them the Triple T Chitlins. They called them the Triple T Chitlins, which was a tiny taste of Tide was on the chitlins. And so nobody wants her chitlins this year anymore.
All right. The church is asking for this year, can you get a translator when Brother Norris gets up to sing? The one tooth in his mouth makes it hard for them to understand what he is saying. So they are asking, could you please get a translator?
I'm five is up.
You what?
To thrust side.
You
say what? To fountain. No, hey. I'm five is up. Song to thrust that.
Yeah, we call that, we gonna get, the translator we gonna use, though, is gonna come in and There's a woman we found that can translate for Brother Titus. She has two teeth.
Oh.
So she'll be able, at least she knows what he's trying to say. Yeah, two teeth.
Two teeth. All right. We'll figure it out as we go through 2024. The zip line ministry is out of control. They put a zip line attached it to the church, and 2 miles down the way, it goes all the way to Popeyes. Getting down there is fine, but on their way back, Pastor, they stuck because they didn't eat too much. You're going to have to, you got to talk to the zip line minister. They out of control.
To Popeyes. I love it.
Zip line into Popeyes. You know, we are. I've got a conversation going with the zip line committee this new year. We going to shorten it, and that's how we going to baptize people this year. We going to zip line their ass down into the pool and zip them right on out. It's going to be a very short. It's a splash, and then you right on out.
Right on out.
They're going to zip line right through the baptismal pool. That's what we're going to try to do this year. So we're trying to get a way to cut a hole in the baptism pool where they can cut right through it from the water, but we ain't figured it out yet because we don't have the engineering skills. The young boy we paid for college, he dropped out last summer and he was going to school for engineering, and so we won't be able to do that this year.
Alright.
But
well, we got someone
to Popeyes. I like a four piece all done.
With an extra biscuit. Come on.
Just for
be
sure.
Right. Yes.
We'll get you taken care of. Listen, Pastor, we got something that went down. Young Demetrius Flanagan, you know, he's 26 years old, got married to a beautiful Indian girl over the holidays. Her parents had 2 elephants at the reception, and it was supposed to be very nice, but Demetrius' daddy, Ronnie Flanagan, then got into a fight with the elephant tamer because he was scared to come into the reception. It's just a mess, and they didn't whoop the man in the reception with the elephant standing. It was just a mess, and we gonna have to get Ronnie out of jail because he not only hit the man, but I think he cussed the elephant out too. He did a lot, and you just got to talk to him.
Sister Berlin also has a complaint because the elephant's headdress, the big diamond in the front of the elephant's head, was actually her necklace that they used. That's how big she is. They took her necklace and used it as a headpiece for the elephant. She wants her necklace back. And sister, they don't nobody want to climb up on the elephant and to take it back. That's the problem we having right now.
That concludes church complaints for this Monday. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, nephew Tommy has a brand new season of Ready to Love. It's coming up, premiering this Friday.
Yeah.
He's in Fort Worth, Texas time. It looks good.
Boy, you're getting famous, boy. You're going to mess around and be on the internet next year.
Kevin Hart, Samuel L. Jackson, star in a new series called Fight Night. The Million Dollar Heist. Radio legend Steve Russ Parr is retiring after 27 years on the air. We'll talk about all of this at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Dee in Orangeburg. Dee writes, my husband and I agreed on practical gifts this Christmas. I gave him a suit and a small TV for his office. He bought an air fryer for me and changed our shower head and said those were my gifts. How do I get him to understand those aren't gifts? Really? Really?
Shower head?
Appliances?
I mean,
you get an air fryer and a shower head.
Yes. Ooh. He changed the shower head.
Ooh, he wrong for this. My man. He is dead wrong.
How stupid is your husband?
Yes.
Must be made by mowing. Must be mowing.
I can't help you with that, lady. You should have never said practical gifts. Don't you let a man off the hook. His idea of practical,
is an appliance.
Here's what you have to do. You have to say, this is what we call practical gifts. Give him a list. Then you can buy me any two of those things on that list you want. Because you can't just leave it up to me. And we so damn stupid. You bought him a suit and a TV. He bought your ass a shower head and an air fryer.
He changed the shower.
He benefit from both of them.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, D. Happy New Year, though. Sherelle in Newark says, a childhood friend is dating my daddy, and she's upset with me because I wouldn't allow her to come to my home with him because my mother was there. She said my mom is grown and needs to come to terms with it. Is she crazy or right?
Yes, she is crazy.
Yes, she crazy.
And just in 2024, I'm just going to start saying stuff that I think would really help people. You need to jump on her ass. That's what you need. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, let's get it cracking.
Your daddy and then want to bring over there in front of your mama. You need to jump on her ass right there. Next question. Yeah, jump on her. That's what I'm going to say.
No. Yeah. All right. Happy New Year. Violence.
We're going to have to start whooping people's ass. Tommy didn't told me that, but I wasn't going for it. But we really need to start whooping some people.
Your nerves have got bad.
More in 24. You know, I love it.
Bring my daddy over the house and my mom over here. Yo, mama need to get over there and deal with it. Heifer.
Come to terms
she
with
does it.
No, my mama ain't finna get over nothing.
Wow. All right, moving on to Millicent in Henderson. Millicent says, I saw nude pictures of a woman on my son's phone, and he's only 15. My husband is a pastor, so I'm scared to tell him. My son was embarrassed and said he got the photos on a website. Should I tell his daddy, or is this just a teenage phase? You know, that
let
he's
him have that. No phase.
That's for help.
This ain't no phase. It
on.
Has begun.
15
what? He like women, naked women. Yeah, what? This ain't no phase. This,
I do.
He finna. He, this
put
finna
hand
be
down.
Till he die.
Yeah.
Till he die. This ain't no phase. This is till he die.
Wow.
He gonna be trying to look at naked women from here. You can tell his daddy. You can tell his pastor if you want to. You can tell whoever you want to.
His daddy is a pastor.
What is his daddy gonna say to him?
That's okay, my boy.
Tommy.
That's my
Tommy,
boy.
Tommy, me and you got boys. All of them over 15.
Oh, I thought you were going to read.
I've seen stuff on my son's phone. I couldn't have been more proud.
Well, mine is, my youngest is 12. But yeah. But now that oldest boy, don't swipe through that phone.
Oh. Hell no.
Are you tearing up, left. Tommy?
Yeah, what are you wiping your eyes for?
Something in my
eye. Hey, man, my son's hand me their phone right now, and they say, Dad, I want you to look at his four pictures. Just swipe left, four pictures. Don't go no further than that. You already know number five.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Norris and Gary. Norris writes, my company downsized, so now I share my office with a cute younger lady that was just hired. I told my wife about it because she comes by my office occasionally. She doesn't like it and wants the new girl out of there. What do I do in this situation? From Norris now. Norris.
Well, you can't fire this young girl because she cute. Mm-hmm. And your wife don't like it, but ask your wife a couple other things. Do she like? You might not like this girl, but you like groceries? You like shelter?
Uh-huh.
You know, you like transportation? Because that's what this company pay for. Now, you need to get over past your little insecurities.
Yeah.
She a cute little girl, but that's all it is. You got to deal with it. You got to build some trust. You don't trust your man, that's on you. But you do like groceries, though, and you do like a roof over your head.
Yeah. Okay.
And shopping.
Yeah. I'm sure she likes all of that. So what should she do in this situation? Just deal with it?
Dog, she got to deal with that. You can't get rid of that little girl. The company downsized, they done put over there. He ain't got no power like that.
Yeah. She's going to try to pressure him to get another job. Watch. Mm. Wow.
I wouldn't do that, Shirley. I'd just say, why don't you come on in here and meet her?
And then
you said the husband would say that to the wife?
Yeah.
And then what?
You got a problem. She's got a nice personality. She's nice.
Ain't nobody finna see no personality, boy.
Meet her. Yes. That's what the wife gonna say. I don't want to meet her.
So that was wrong answer? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I ain't live 2023.
Nobody finna see no personality.
I thought it was a good idea in my mind.
Junior, look how I'm looking at you. I'm rolling my eyes.
I see, Carla. But I'm just trying to figure out, if you're mad at somebody, let's get some conflict resolution in here. Let's all work together.
Yeah, he's the new leader.
Hey, next question, Shirley.
That's good. That's the last one, Steve. That's the last one. That is the last one.
You shut him up. He's coming in 2024 with a good ass.
Okay, well, can we go back to... Because I don't know if we really helped Millicent and Henderson with the 15-year-old boy and the new picks.
Help.
I mean, she wants to know what to do. Should she tell the dad?
We have to stop these pictures.
Huh?
Yeah, dog. That's the picture you found.
Uh-huh.
What? You know what I mean?
So there's more? Look under the bed.
Oh, that's the one you found.
Should she tell the dad or not? Yeah. That's the question.
You can tell the daddy.
But guess what the daddy gonna do?
What? Put him to the side and go, remember. I'm just saying.
Pull him to the side and say, what up?
Well, let me ask you a question about pastors.
Uh-huh.
Pastors don't have children.
Well, of course they do. This is his son, yes.
Hot pastors. Pastors don't do nothing to populate the congregation.
Okay. Sorry, Millicent. I tried to help you.
You don't see.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey Nation, Shaquille O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam takes over Resorts World Las Vegas. That goes down February 9th and the 10th over the big game weekend in Vegas. The comedy showcase is hosted by Dion Cole and features D.L. Hughley, Earthquake, Desi Banks, and others. You could win a trip for two to attend the show on February 9th, and this includes round trip, coach airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. You can enter now and get rules at steveharveyfm.com. It is sponsored by AEG Presents and Resorts World Las Vegas. That's steveharveyfm.com for all the info.
Nice.
All right, guys, moving on to entertainment news. So, Tommy... We've seen the previews. This looks like a great new season for Ready to Love. We've been waiting for it. This time you're in Fort Worth. The new season premieres this coming Friday, January 12th, of course, on the OWN network, Oprah's network. So you got to tell us about it. What can we expect from
you
the
can
Fort
expect
Worth
me to be,
single?
I'm sexy on there, Shirley. I'm sexy. I'm enlightening. I'm probably the sexiest thing on there. You know what I mean? That's over.
What?
50,
okay. Wait a minute. I was talking about the show. You know the thing.
He's the oldest person on the show.
You think I missed
it? So let him have that, Steve. Let him.
He has to have it.
What can you tell us besides that? Okay, what can you tell us about
this
season?
You know, this is Fort Worth, so this is a little different than you know, we did Dallas first time around. Now we're doing Fort Worth. This is a little different, but the twists and turns and the curveballs, they don't never stop. And that's what we got to stay ahead of. We always got to stay ahead of, you know, because you guys at home are watching it. But the most important thing are the people that are in it. That are in this journey, they think they're looking at the last season saying, okay, we know what Tommy going to do. We know what Tommy going to do here and what Tommy going to do there. So we got to keep changing it up so they don't know, they don't figure out what's going on. So I'm keeping them on their toes and making the men be gentlemen at all times.
They think they can predict what
they think they got it down. They think, I seen this season and that season. I know what we going to do. And then when you hit them with like, when y'all start that today? We started it today.
Last time, you brought in new contestants, you know, pretty females, handsome guys, you know, mixed it up a bit. So they think they got it down now, but no.
It's some drop-dead gorgeous ladies on this season.
Yeah, it really is. I saw the previews.
Beautiful. I see it now.
What?
Yeah, I see it now.
What, Steve?
Hey, this boy blowing up. Boy, this boy is blowing up.
This boy meaning nephew Tommy?
Up. Uh-huh. Boy, nephew Tommy getting large. I predict after this year right here, No. His ass gonna be on the internet with the rest of us.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
He said with the rest of us.
I'm staying.
Yeah, you gonna be on here with the rest of us. No, now you finna start getting your name mentioned in these groups. Yeah, you finna ready to love. You finna get shot down. Ready to love. You stole that idea. You probably ready for love.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's a show somewhere with love in it.
Be quiet. Yeah,
you're going to get accused of stealing
Tommy,
Ready
what?
For Love. You done stole Deacon Def Jam. You done stole Eugene. You stole Eugene from RuPaul.
I ain't in that, buddy.
You finna get
I'm
accused of everything.
What, Tommy?
Yeah, come on, bro.
What are you going to say?
I happen to have another TV show, Black College Quiz.
It starts
February 10th. Black College Quiz, you stole that from Jeopardy. Jeopardy. Boy, let me tell you something.
You ain't putting me in that. I'm just a working talent. That's all I am. I'm a working
talent.
Wait a minute,
Hold up, Tommy. So you a comedian. Uh-huh. You're a radio host.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And now you got a game show?
Yeah.
You done stole my whole damn career. I'm finna go on Shannon Sharpe's show and accuse you of stealing my whole damn career. I'm going back.
I didn't know
you supposed to go on there and do that type of stuff. I thought you supposed to go on there and enlighten people. I didn't know. I'm finna go on there and make some accusations.
About nephew, your own nephew.
I'm just working. Yeah. I just want to work. That's all I want to do. I just want to work.
Ready to love.
And hey, Tommy.
Yes.
On the Black College Quiz show that you hosted.
Yes, sir.
Do you have on a suit?
The lawsuit is coming. It's coming, Tommy.
His ass is wearing suits like
you, Steve.
I be damned. You done stole that.
Ready to love.
Is he smiling? Tom, you better not be on that show smiling.
He stole that from you too.
I'll be damned.
I just want to work. I want no drama.
Hey, I just want to work, up, man. Yeah, that's what all us want to do. Just work. We didn't know that.
Oh, man. All right.
Little did we know, somebody watching.
Check it out. Brand new season of Ready to Love this Friday, January 12th on the OWN Network, starring our one and only nephew, Tommy. Oh, you Thomas Miles on that show. All right, and Kevin Hart and Samuel L. Jackson will star in the Peacock limited series Fright Night, The Million Dollar Heist. The series highlights the night that Muhammad Ali defeated Jerry Quarry, and after the fight, hundreds of guests at the after party were robbed at gunpoint. It was one of the largest robberies in history. All right?
I'll be watching.
Coming up, yeah, that was crazy. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll play a quick game of One Has to Go right after
heist?
This.
Did you say heist?
Yeah.
They stole that from Eddie Murphy.
No.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go. It is time to play a round of One Has to Go. So one of these has to go. Social media, podcasts, or spam calls. One of them has to go. Social media, podcast, spam calls. Yeah.
Bam. Sleep.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Let's hear your answer.
To me,
Steve.
It depends on who owned the podcast. Like right now, I say to hell with all podcasts. If you ask me, I think they need to come out here and ban podcasts for at least 6 months so we can breathe.
We need to regroup. All right, reset. All right, one has to go. Barbecue, ribs, grilled oysters, or caviar?
Oh, caviar. Yeah.
What
I ain't never had it. The hell?
Grilled oysters.
Yeah, I do grilled oysters. Yeah.
Don't nobody
like
do that.
I like grilled oysters.
Yes, we do. Char-grilled oysters. Char-grilled oysters.
Oh, that's the bomb. So like oysters,
caviar,
ribs.
Or ribs?
You can get rid of caviar for real.
So y'all
and
can't
quit
get
playing
rid
like
of
y'all
pork.
Grew up on it.
That's what I said, huh?
You know, get rid of barbecue?
No,
for what?
Get your face. No.
What? What is we going to do as a people? As a people, though.
No. All right.
You better get rid of that ragged-ass caviar.
One has to go. Cowboys, Saints, or the Texans?
Oh, that's real easy. The Cowboys.
Oh, Dallas just stood up when you said
it. It ain't the Texans. They can be the Saints. I'll take the Saints. It ain't going to be the Texans.
It ain't going to be the Cowboys. Steve?
You can get rid of any one of them ragged ass teams. Damn about the Texans or the damn Cowboys. I'm Cleveland Browns all day long. You know what I mean? What?
Who that? Who that in the building? What's up, who that?
One has to go.
Yeah. Who is that?
One has to go. If you're on vacation, picture this. One has to go. The beach, sightseeing, or shopping?
Oh, sightseeing.
Yeah, I
ain't never went nowhere and looked around no damn way.
Yeah. Tell you what's staying and that's shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing.
All right.
Go.
Last one.
Sightseeing. That's how your ass be a hostage. Always going up somewhere you ain't got no business.
One has to go. This is our last one. This is our last one, crazy. Nice legs, pretty feet, great personality. One has to go.
Nice legs, pretty feet, great personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Watch they say personality.
Come on, man.
Personality.
I don't give a damn about your personality.
I swear to God, I don't give a damn about your
personality. Don't give a damn about your personality.
You got to talk.
Stand over there and be quiet.
Put some pretty paint on your toes, stick them down in some strapless shoes, and bring them big legs on up out here. Let's go talk this thing through. We can have a couple of arguments. I don't give a damn.
Thank you. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour for the first time this year, Sister Odell, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, for the first time this year in 2024, she is here.
My Lord,
Sister
my Lord.
Odell.
Heaven. My Lord, my Lord. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sister Odell. Happy New Year, Sister Odell.
Yes. Oh, Lord, another one. Ain't God good?
So good.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, Lord, Lord. Well, what is y'all talking about this year, 2024?
Yeah. Well. What are you talking about in 2024, yeah. Sister Odell?
Well, I don't know. Just everything. Whatever y'all want to talk about, what is it?
All right,
You know, I try to be in on the pop, the culture.
Yes, ma'am. We know you're a mother in the church. Well, there's a church in Atlanta where the pastor was ridiculed because he played the secular songs Walk It Out and Swag Surfing at the Dream Center Church in Atlanta. I don't know if you heard about this, but the congregation loved it. A lot of young people in the congregation. And the pastor seemed to reach the younger generation in praise and worship. So what do you think? Because they were in church, you know.
That's all right. All that's
surfing.
Fine and good. Get these swagging and get to do turfing and all this thing at the church. All
turfing.
That's good. Turfing and snagging. What else you want to do? You know, just as long as you get the children in there to serve the Lord some kind of way, you might as well have them in there. Better than outside smoking, cracking, shooting.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Cracking, right. You want cracking and shooting or you want snagging and turfing? What you want to do?
Surfing and...
Swag and surfing. And all I do is swag.
Uh-huh.
You got to do that, Sister Odell.
Well, surfing turf, they had a good one at Ruth's Chris. I was there for Christmas. Ruth's Chris had a wonderful special on surfing turf. I just said, Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
it was so good right there. What else is going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Odell, earlier the CLO had a question from a mom who found some pictures in her son's phone, some nude pictures. Her son is only 15. Now, she's married to a pastor. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know, should she tell the pastor about her son and these nude pictures? Or just
phase?
Yes, ma'am. That's what she was asking.
Men don't have phases with naked women. It's a permanent obstruction in life now. This is permanent, sweetie. This is not a phase. You can't see the fruit, taste the fruit, and then don't want fruit no more.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
When the last time you seen somebody spit some sugar out?
Oh, I...
Hello.
Okay.
It just don't work that way, sweetie. You might well get used to it. He gone now. He 15.
Yeah.
That's, you find one picture in the phone. Oh, it's many more.
Oh, what?
It's
really?
Many more. They got little safety locks on their phone with all kind of pictures in the night. These children know how to hide stuff.
Oh.
And if you tell the pastor, what he gonna do? How did y'all get the little boy?
All right.
Mm. Somebody was naked somewhere.
That's right.
That's how we got the little boy. Now you want to beat the little boy because he want to see another naked girl. You better thank the Lord he's looking at these little naked girls, and you don't have somebody in here trying to figure his life out. He done got it figured out at 15. He on point. Steady ready. Let's go. My name is Freddie. Hey! Glory.
Sister Odell, before you get out of here, I thought you might want to take a moment to congratulate Tommy on his new season of Ready to Love. It's coming on Friday.
You know, I heard that. Congratulations, Thomas.
Thank you,
it's
Sister
real
Odell.
Good, but bear witness now. I know what Steve said is real. You know, the bigger you get, they're going to start coming for you. You'll be on the internet with him and Kevin and Ricky Smiley and everybody. Just one more year. You're just a year away from being all over the internet. It'll be a podcast discussion. Everything. You finna find out that Deacon Def Jam is stolen. You finna find out that... You know how you run right, out on stage and you cup your ear for the crowd to cheer from you? They gonna say you stole that?
I ain't stole nothing.
All right, Sister Odell.
You gonna find that somebody gonna accuse you of stealing that Phi Nu Pi Kappa Alpha Psi sweater you be wearing all the
time. Phone call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, the first of the new year. The subject is New Year, New Me. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is Can You Hear Me Now? Can you hear me now? Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Sister Lauren, please.
Speaking.
Sister Lauren, this is Brother Davis from the church. I don't know if you know me. You might know me when you see me, but I don't know if you just know me because we don't really interact that much at the church. But I wanted to give you a call. We got a bit of a problem going on.
Okay.
You got. Do you have a minute to talk?
Well, apparently so.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing the sign? You in the ministry where you do the sign language for the church? And I noticed you up there at least two Sundays out of out of the month. You've been doing it quite a while, am I right?
So yes, I've been doing it for over 10 years, but I'm a little bit confused as to why they're calling about this. I'm just a little bit confused. I don't know who you are. You say that if I see your face, I may know you, but what does this have to do with anything of how long I've been doing sign language? I know sign language.
So,
I've been doing it for years, so how may I help you with this? Do you want to learn sign language?
No, I'm not trying to learn any sign language. Do you know Miss, everybody call her Miss Myrtle. Do you know Miss Myrtle?
Yeah, I sure do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Miss Myrtle, that's one of my aunties right there, Miss Myrtle is.
Okay,
all right?
and she gave you my number to call me? What do you need from me? Did she give you my number?
No, that's what I'm getting at. So my aunt is deaf. You know she's hearing impaired. You know that, right?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's a problem. Ain't Myrtle is telling us that you're not doing the sign language right during the service, and like you missing some things in the scripture or something.
No. That's incorrect. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I know what I'm doing. She told you to call me to tell me that I'm not doing the sign language correctly. That's a little funny.
Let me say this to you. I don't want us to get off on the wrong foot. Let me just say this to you. Once my murder told us what was going on, you know, we then went to one of the deacons and asked him, you know, is there a way we can have a meeting, you know, with Sister Lauren so we can try to get this taken care of and talk about it. He said, well, won't you just call and y'all can just work it out? And that's how I'm calling you now. I hope you, I don't know if you're at work or whatever. I apologize, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Now, let me go and say this. If my Aunt Myrtle say that you ain't signing right, then my auntie ain't lying. That mean your ass, excuse me, that mean you ain't signing right.
Really? So the pastor couldn't come to me, but you figured you would just call me and tell me that your auntie says that I'm doing it incorrectly. That doesn't make sense to me. How did she tell you that? Did she sign it to you?
She signed language to her daughter. My listen, you ain't got to worry about who she's signing to. What you need to worry about is getting your stuff together, all right, and learning how to do this the correct way so that my auntie can get, you know, my auntie needs to be getting the word like everybody else getting the word, but she not getting it because you, the word's getting lost in your hands.
All I'm hearing is your voice is getting very loud, and you need to match my tone, young man, okay? Let's just start with that.
What you mean, match your tone, young man?
Yes.
What is that?
Match my tone, because you're getting very loud, and I can't hear through all of that. All right.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to help
the situation. You called my phone, correct? You have a problem that you're discussing with me, but you're getting more angry than anything else. How am I going to resolve this problem? I am trying to be as cordial.
The way you
as
resolve
you.
This problem is carry your ass back to science school so you can learn what you need to, so my auntie can get the word. My auntie can't
you're
get the gospel
anything.
Because you're messing it up.
God anointed me to do sign language at that church, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I will continue to do so. So don't call my phone telling me that I'm not doing something right. You know what?
But do God know that you're not doing it right? Do God know that? Does God know that my Aunt Myrtle not getting the word because of you?
Lord's name, young man. Jesus, please give me the strength to continue on with this conversation. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to be right back. Little let me tell you something. Don't you ever call my mother freaking phone telling me I ain't doing something. Man, if I see you in the street, this cane I have is going to go upside your damn head. Did I make myself clear?
I cannot believe you talking to me like this.
Oh, now you want to be calm. Now you're calm. Now you match my tone. I've engaged
you. I can't believe you just got through talking to me like that.
Are we done here?
So you think it's cool for you to tell the Lord, I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord. I needed
human.
A moment.
I'm
you
human, right? We've been on this phone this long. You've been all screaming at me. I told you to match my tone. Match my tone.
I am matching your tone.
No.
Can I give you something else in this tone? Do you mind if I say something in this tone?
You're going to hear a click and a die real quick. Go ahead. See what you have to say.
I just want to tell you in this tone that your friend, Vonda Taylor, got me to prank phone call you. I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show in your tone.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You have me on the break. Vonda? Vonda Taylor. Vonda Taylor. Tommy, you better not put this on the radio. Vonda, I'm going to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Radio. I'm not playing any games, Tommy. I think it's funny, but this is my job here.
Listen, everything is fine.
How you had me going there? I had to tell Jesus, give me a minute, because you was about to bring my pressure up. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to hear this, but I will be calling Bonda because I have some words for her ass. Oh, Lord Father, please forgive me. Oh,
okay, you gotta do this for me in my tone. Tell me in your tone, what is the baddest radio show in the land in your tone?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. In my tone.
Come on now. First time back, January 2024. Come on now, give me some praise and some prank praise up in here. I can't get it.
Yeah, you can get it. You're still stupid. 2024. What you want to
thank
say?
Thank you. Thank
still
you.
The king of pranks.
Yes.
New
sir.
Year, new stupid, baby. I love it to death. I'm getting ready this weekend. I'm in at the Comedy Zone, Jacksonville, Florida, at the Comedy Zone. A couple of shows already sold out. Got a couple of them left. Comedy Zone, Jacksonville, Florida. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The nephew will be there. Then I'm going to Atlanta.
I've been to the Comedy Zone before.
Oh yeah. You want to come out this weekend? Huh?
No.
What? Uh oh.
Go out. Somebody's stealing.
I ain't stealing that.
stole a club date. I was there first.
Always your own people.
Just, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I'll be glad when y'all fix that madness, boy. this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nephew, Jacksonville, Florida. I am at the Comedy Zone. Lay it in the cut. I'm on my way. Let's see, what date is that? 26, 27, 28, Dayton, Ohio. Funny Bone. You been there, too? Funny Bone, Dayton, Ohio.
No, hell yeah, I've been to Funny Bone. Yeah. Okay. And you know what? They stole the name of that club because the Funny Bone is on the back of your elbow. They stole that from there. We tired of this here, man.
Shut down all this stealing.
Okay.
All this stealing.
All right, let's see if you can top this one. And then February the 3rd, I am at the NYC Winery. NYC Winery, New York City, the winery. I will be there for two shows on Saturday.
You do know February. It's already a New York City, don't you? Okay.
New York, okay. I'm coming to town, baby.
You've been warned.
Did not let you know who find out.
Oh, God. I ain't in that. Lord. Just want peace. Man. Tommy Buck.
All right. Man. All right, nephew. Here we go. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is New Year, New Me. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, New Year, New Me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married for 11 years and can honestly say that I trusted my wife and loved her unconditionally. But now I'm questioning our commitment because she lied and withheld information. The week before Christmas, she and her best friend went to Orlando to do some Christmas shopping, and she transferred thousands of dollars to her personal account, like $6,000. But I was cool with it because she works hard and she is a great mom. While she was gone, I took the kids to Tennessee to visit with my parents. My wife and I were both distracted, so we didn't talk much during the few days we were apart. I told her that I would be back in time to pick her up from the airport, but she said she would ride with her best friend. When I got home, she was lying on the couch, bandaged from her boobs to her thighs. She stood up as best she could, and our six-year-old started crying over how bad my wife looked. My wife started crying and admitted that she had lied about being in Orlando. She said she wanted to surprise me with a mommy makeover, which is a breast lift and butt injections, as well as liposuction. She was in so much pain, she could barely speak. I told her I never wanted a big booty wife or breasts sitting at attention, and it made her cry even more. I felt terrible because I was upset that she lied and used our savings for that nonsense, just so she could look like women, like the women on social media. My wife was slim and perfect like she was, so she did this for herself. She's upset with me because I'm not thrilled with the outcome. Should I fake the funk with her and pretend to like her new body or keep it real? Well, happy new year to you. Not quite the new year you were expecting, though. You know what? I just say this. There's always been a lot of pressure for women to always look beautiful, to stay young, to be in shape. And of course, social media amplifies that even more. Women do compare themselves to other women, all of that, you know. Now, was your wife wrong? Yes, I think so in this instance, because she lied to you. She took the money without telling you. And what she did with this, she can't really take it back or fix anything. She can't give you a refund or anything. But she doesn't want to do that. There should have been a discussion beforehand. Yes, of course. But she knew that you would have never agreed to her having surgery. She knew that. You said you called it nonsense, but to your wife, it was not nonsense. I mean, was it selfish? Yes, of course it was selfish. And you're right again, because she did this for herself and only herself. But she wanted to look good and feel good about herself, but she wanted you to like it too. I mean, this is a tough one, because how do you come back with this when every time you look at her, you're reminded of what she did? She took the money and she lied to you. I'm sure part of your concern is the fact that she's in so much pain right now, but I got to tell you, that'll eventually go away. The swelling will go down, barring no complications, and she'll be fine. Many women have gone through this and they're fine. Then you will have to deal with the other issue, the fact that you don't like big boobs and booties. I say wait and see. Hopefully, you know, the surgery will be proportioned to her slim physique, as you say. But maybe she didn't feel like she was slim. This is something she wanted to do for herself. Maybe you'll grow to like it because you say you love her unconditionally. Steve?
Well, we got a little dilemma working in this letter right here. I'm going to try to work through it. You know, y'all been married 11 years. And you say you honestly can say you trusted your wife. That's cool. But now you question the commitment because she lied and withheld information. Well, that's most people, dog. That's most people. Most people lie and most people will withhold information. I have withheld many, many bits of information in my life and will continue to do so. As a matter of fact, just to make you feel a little bit better, I got some information that I'm going to take to the grave. I already know it. Never going to share it. Ain't no need of me bringing it up. It's personal. It happened. It popped off. It was before social media. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm going to take this to the grave. Sometimes God gives you a blessing. It's wrapped up in secrecy and it is hiding. It's not true that everything comes to light. God will allow some things to stay in the darkness because he done forgave you for it and he just going to leave it there. Now, that's what I'm the beneficiary of, and I think that you might have to start learning that yourself. Week before Christmas, she and her best friend went to Orlando to do some Christmas shopping. She transferred thousands of dollars to her personal account, like $6K, but I was cool with it because she works hard and she's a great mom. Now, let's just stop right there for a moment. You thought she just transferred $6,000 and was going to do some Christmas shopping, but you was cool with it because she's a great mom and she works really hard. Now, while they was gone, you took your kids up to Tennessee. You're a good father. Took kids up to Tennessee to visit your parents. And you and your wife was distracted, so we didn't talk much during the next few days. Told I'd be home, pick up from the airport. She said, that's all right, I'm going to ride home with my friend. You got home, she was laying on the couch, bandaged from her boobs to her thighs. She stood up best she could, and the six-year-old started crying because of how bad the wife looked. Now is where we're going to get into what the lie is about. When we come back, we'll address the lie that she told and the lie that he told.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject for today, new year, new me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is new year, new me.
Well, this couple right here, he loves his wife. They've been married 11 years. Very trusting until recently. What happened the week before Christmas? Her and her best friend went to Orlando to do some Christmas shopping, and she transferred thousands of dollars, like $6,000, to her account. He said he was cool with it because she's a good mom and she's hardworking. So he didn't really have a problem with the $6,000 early on in the letter. Mm-hmm. But then while he was gone, she took the kids up to Tennessee to see his parents. And he was talking about he'd be back, pick up from the airport. She said, no, she'd ride home with a friend. When you got home to the house, she was laying on the sofa bandaged from her boobs all the way down to her thighs. She stood up the best she could, and the six-year-old started crying because of how bad the wife looked. Then your wife started crying, and she admitted she lied. Here we go. Now, like I told you before, it's two lies told in this letter. He told a lie, and she told a lie. My wife started crying and admitted she lied about being on Orlando. She said she wanted to surprise me with a mommy makeover.
which is a breast lift and butt injections, as well as liposuction. Now, before we get into this, I want to address the word liposuction. When I first read it, thought it said liposuction, which I had to consider myself getting at one point in time. I said, they can do something with these lips. Let me look into it. Liposuction. It's really liposuction, but when I read it, I thought it was liposuction, and I thought, well, that could be help for me. But then it's really not, because you don't want to take this out your lips, because then you'll have what I call white mouth, and that's not what I'm after. I don't want to have white mouth. I want to keep on having these big, full, fat, juicy, know-how-to-make-them-work lips.
Anyway, not about you.
Well, right. I'll tell you what, though. Get them put on you. It's life-changing. It's life-changing. How you looking for me? Okay. Anyway, let's get on back to that. So she lied about being in Orlando, so that means she wasn't in Orlando. And if you done got liposuction, booty implants, and breast implants for $6,000, your ass was out the country. You can't get, yeah, I'm telling you this right now. You can't get all that for six. Breast, booty, and liposuction for six. You was in Guatemala or somewhere. You was in Nicaragua. You was somewhere else. But you was not in the United States, not no damn Miami. I'm going to tell you right now, they ain't got that in Miami for six. You got to go out the country. Mm. That's what I think. And if you do get it for six, it ain't going to be a good one. Mm. So she was in so much pain, she could barely speak. I told her I never wanted a big booty wife or breast sitting up at attention. Now, that's a lie. That's a damn lie.
You think it was lying, Steve?
Girl,
just asking.
That she lied about where she was. But you come talking about, I never want a big booty wife or breast sitting up at attention. You need to wait till these damn bandages come off, because this might be the best Christmas your ass ever had. You need to stop crying. You tripping, dog. Now, you done made her feel worse, which made her cry even more. I felt terrible, but I was just upset that she lied and used our savings for that nonsense. Now, let's slow down, bro.
Nonsense.
Now, admittedly, I think that couples should talk, especially when somebody gonna go under the knife and go have surgery. Mm-hmm. I think you really need to talk to your spouse about that, because so many times these surgeries go wrong. You know, and you put your family in jeopardy. That was a huge mistake. Now, her intentions was good, though. I felt terrible because she lied and used our savings for that. My wife was slim and perfect the way she was, so she did this for herself. She's upset with me because I'm not thrilled with the outcome. You know, now let me, where's the part in the letter where she said she could barely walk even if I felt terrible?
Where she said what?
She said in the letter she did a mommy makeover.
She wanted to surprise him with a mommy makeover, which is a breast.
Where is that line at, Shirley?
It's right after she started crying and admitted that she
said she wanted to surprise me with a mommy makeover, which is a breast lift, butt injections, and liposuction. Mm-hmm. All that for six. Woo! Unless she was in line at a Days Inn.
Okay.
Because I know they were doing booty injections in Atlanta at a Day's End. You just stand outside on the porch till it was your turn.
And that person got caught and went to jail, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And all the girls are sick. So you got to be careful about pricing. It's hard to get a brand new cold-blooded body for six. Most breast implants is more than six. You can get one for six.
This is about the pricing.
Yeah, I strongly suggest you get two, though, because that ain't aggressive. You don't want to do one at a time, because something could happen.
Come on.
Not be able to go back in there and get that other one, because you did. Now you sitting over here looking like a little unicorn. Now that ain't a good look. But for you to lie and say you don't want a big booty wife with breasts that stand up at attention, that's a damn lie.
Leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check
I might not want a great big booty woman, but I do want some booty, though.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior with sports talk for the new year, right after this.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got for the new year, Junior? First one.
Yeah, first of all, let's just go ahead and acknowledge that the national championship game for college is tonight in Houston. Washington versus Michigan, two undefeated teams going for the national championship.
Washington versus Michigan.
Yes, yep. That's what it is.
No Alabama.
I missed. No UT. I'd have missed everything.
Ain't none of that.
Come
man.
On, Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, man. So, but also, Unc, there's a very special reason why we want to talk to you, though. Wild Card Weekend next Saturday, January 13th. It's going to be the Browns versus the Texans.
Come on.
And it's happening in Houston. Somebody got to go home, and I don't think it's going to be us. See, last time we played y'all, we didn't have CJ Stroud.
Stroud is back.
Yeah, Stroud is back. And he bought. You know, so, you know, y'all just bring the Buster Browns on down here. We just sent them on back. We'll send them on back.
Buster Browns.
Yeah, shots fired.
Yeah. What? Well, I'm going to stand behind my team. I got to. You know, I ain't scared.
Over there, you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
It's going to be cold when we kick y'all's behind. I want you to know that. So be ready. Have your little thermals and wearing the underwear on so your ass don't have a crisis. Because we finna beat the crisis out y'all's ass.
Okay,
That's what the Browns is going to do. Real physical up in here now. You can say like
Since y'all like quarterbacks that like to touch each other, I tell you what, we going to touch y'all then. That's what we going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, massage that.
Yeah. That's what y'all like to do. Yeah.
Well, the massage dude ain't going to be there. We bringing that old ass white boy with us. Yeah, that's what we going to do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool then. I just want you to be ready because it's happening Saturday. So I don't know where you're going to be at.
Hey,
watch the game.
Oh, I'm going to still be out the country, but let me explain something to you. Let me help you understand something, though. You better pray for God Almighty that the Browns don't win. That's what you better do.
You know what? You know, you ain't Kobe.
Because if they win, you and your little bald-haired friend, and oh, by the way, you need to be bald-headed. Both y'all ass don't need to come to work.
See right there. You stole that right there. Okay. See there? See, you're always stealing something. See, your ass always stealing something. Yeah. Stole that right there. You finna get in trouble again.
Yeah, just like somebody stole your hairline. Everybody's stealing right now.
We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour.
Y'all already know y'all don't want to see us sad.
Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife.
Damn playoffs.
Be quiet. A wife has faked it her entire marriage and needs your advice, Steve. All right.
It's too late.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is from Dorothy in Essex. Dorothy says, I saw on a TV show that a woman had four children by her husband, and she said that she had never once had an orgasm. I'm 68 years old, and I'm in the same situation. I have three grown children, and I faked it in the bedroom for almost 40 years. I cheated on my husband twice, and I had really, really good sex both times, but I loved my husband so much that I couldn't leave him. Should I come clean with him and let him know that I've had sex that's better than his, or do I keep it to myself and never, ever have an orgasm in my life?
Never ever have an orgasm.
You got to die. Have another one.
Tell this man what you just told us. Mm-hmm. Don't you do that.
It's
going to accomplish nothing. It will accomplish nothing. It will destroy his feelings for you. If you tell this man, because he's going to destroy his feelings for you and his ego all at once. So when you tell this man that you cheated on him to have great sex and it was better than his, but you love him so much you couldn't leave him, you think that everything you say after that is mute. Shut your damn mouth. This go to the grave. Them two dudes you had, to the grave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I don't promote cheating or nothing like that, but you might have to go back over there.
To get an orgasm.
Well, she didn't get one with them either.
Yeah.
The people she cheated with.
No, she did.
Said it was really good with them both times. Both times.
See, me, I ain't telling you what to do. Seem to me like you need to go back over there.
Or what, is it too late to help her husband help her?
40 years? Oh, dog, if you ain't figured it out in 40 years, what are we finna do? I don't understand that.
What is he doing?
Apparently nothing.
Nothing, apparently. Okay.
So no. Okay.
That's a whole
no. All right, we have time for another one. Just status quo. Keep things as they are, as you were. All right, we have time for another one, Stephen. This is from Kim in Pasadena. She says, I'm a massage therapist, and I went too far with one of my customers. It was my first time with an older man, and he was better than I had expected. We've hooked up a few more times, and I think he only wants me for sex. Should I tell him that I want more than sex?
Well, Deshaun, listen.
What you have to do? His name is Kim. No name is better than any name is better than no name. Her name is Kim. What are you talking about?
Oh, read that again.
I get you.
Wait, no. Because
she's a massage therapist.
Read the question, Kim.
Should she tell him that she wants more than sex?
No. Read from the beginning, Shirley.
This is from Kim in Pasadena. She's a massage therapist. I get it. And I went too far with one of my customers. It was my first time with an older man, and he was better than I had expected. We hooked up a few more times, and I think he only wants me for sex. Should I tell him I want more than sex? Well,
you know, a lot of times, you know, you ever had people call in and say, I'm asking for a friend.
For a friend, yeah.
You know, this ain't me, but a friend of mine got this thing. So like I said, Deshaun, listen. Sometimes, man, when you get in a situation like this, when you come to Cleveland, is why. See, this is what happened to Deshaun's whole career. That's why he stayed hurt. He had to stop getting these massages. We got to get this table back up in this training room, and we got to get these girls back up in here so Deshaun can get his football career back right here. Now, he trying not to get no massages. Now, he stayed hurt.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, Steve. Oh, man.
That's all this is. It's a damn shame. I can't help her. Yeah, you can tell him he want more. But he probably getting more somewhere else, too. Hell,
coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did you guys hear about this Alaska Airlines flight that made an emergency landing after an entire panel of the plane blew off while the plane was ascending? You guys, right? This was crazy, right? It was described as quote, an explosive decompression at the window exit. Luckily, though, no passengers were sitting in the window or the middle seat close to where the panel flew off. Passengers' video showed the big hole on the side of the plane and everyone on board wearing an oxygen mask. The plane made an emergency landing and no serious injuries were reported. The plane took off from Portland, Oregon, headed to Ontario, California. The FAA has grounded more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections.
Let me tell you something. The people that were sitting in that window.
Uh-huh.
And when that piece flew off right there.
Yeah.
Them people right there, they ain't the same no more.
It was in that back part of the plane. I saw the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. That seat ain't the same. They was sitting.
I'd be hard to talk to after that.
You ain't lying about that.
Yeah. We're here with reporting from Channel 8 News. We're here with Mr. Steve Harvey, who was a passenger on the plane. Mr. Harvey, can you give us your account of what happened there? Man, I was on the thing. Where's my lawyer?
That's what you're looking for?
I need my attorney.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Right now. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather your wife could read your mind, or would you rather your wife could see through walls?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because she read. Would you rather her be able to read your mind?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, no. Just let her see through the walls.
You don't need these powers like that.
Uh-huh. Both of them is going to end the marriage. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you had to pick one.
I probably just gonna go with the see through walls.
Yeah.
See through the wall, not read my mind.
No, you don't need nothing up here.
Okay. All right. Would you rather grilled camel steak or pan seared ostrich filet?
Ooh. You know, I like
both
camel
of them
steak.
Is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had camel steak camel? And pan seared ostrich. Yeah, man. Yeah. Camel is good.
I'm gonna go with that ostrich.
Yeah, I've had that too. If your ass is hungry, you're gonna eat all this. Mm.
All right.
You out on the desert and your camel die. You starving. What you gonna do?
Oh, are we eating a hump or are we eating...
I mean, the hump, the lips, the foot, the back of the leg, the kneecaps. Hey, man, what is that you eating? Camel kneecap? Why are you eating that? Because I'm hungry.
Any more questions?
All right. Would you rather Denzel Washington in Training Day or Denzel in The Equalizer?
Oh, they both cold.
Both.
Yeah,
I'll take
they
them
both cold. I like Equalizer.
I get along better with The Equalizer, dude. I'm not going to be up in here.
Equalizer 3 was good, huh?
It cussing was, all the game bangers out. We ain't finna
do it. Nah, give me Equalizer.
What was his name in Training Day?
All right, would you rather... age gracefully or have just one thing on your body altered?
Age gracefully or one thing?
Alonzo.
Age gracefully or just go get it sucked out or cut out or.
I'm whatever. I'm going to have one thing just altered on my body. That's what I'm going to do. Oh,
and yeah, what would that one thing be?
Just bring my hairline back so Uncle Steve can stop. That's all.
Well, right
it
now.
It is what it is, huh, Junior?
Well, Junior, right now, all I see is head sitting. Shit, go be real with you, though. All I see is your head sitting. You put some hair in front of that, didn't you?
Yeah. Age
gonna,
gracefully.
What you going to do? You gonna age gracefully? Or?
Age gracefully.
Yeah. Okay. Steve, are you going to, well, age gracefully or get something done?
Well,
Get on the table.
I don't want him to cut his hairline off because I think it's gone anyway. So. All he got to do is 2 more years. He ain't even going to have to get a haircut. Now. 2 more years.
All right.
I hate him.
Last one.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only, we know him, we love him, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are back. First closing remarks of the new year, Steve Harvey.
And I got a good one for you, too. You know, because this new year is just to remind people to make sure in 2024 that you live your life with a life filled of expectations. Start your vision boards. Start reading your Bible. Start reading your scriptures. Start focusing on the positive. Stop allowing negativity all the time to permeate into your space, because it takes up space to be negative. It occupies places when you don't want it to do. You know, I've really had to work on that of late. You know, I've really had to work on that myself, of just staying focused. When you get surrounded or bombarded with negativity, you have a tendency to look at it, to focus on it. Man, you've really got to replace those thoughts, because I'm telling you, man, you don't have time for that in 2024. Be careful what you allow in your space. Surround yourself with positive people. If there's a person in your life that's negative, why are you wasting your time with that person? You're not going to change them. People have to want to change. It's not about you changing people. The person that that you think requires changing has to see themselves as needing change. I can't tell you how many times I've wasted trying to help change a person that saw nothing about themselves that needed changing. You're wasting your time. It's like trying to make an unhappy person happy. You are wasting your time. In 2024, y'all, get focused. Get focused on your dream board. Get focused on your vision. Get focused on your goals. And understand that along the way of trying to accomplish anything you set out to do, that there are going to be trials. There are going to be setbacks. There is going to be opposition. Prepare yourself for that. That is the way of the world. That is the law of the land. That is it, man. There is no progress without opposition. Now, sometimes the opposition comes from the most unsuspecting places. Sometimes, man, you're going to get blindsided. But you got to understand how the devil works, man. The devil is evil. He don't fight fair. This thing in life, that's not fair what they saying about me. That's not fair what they doing about me. And it wasn't fair how they did Jesus, but they did it anyway. You are not going to get away through this thing called life without opposition. But let me say this, though. Be careful when you hear something that's laid out to be the truth, and because the person that's telling you what they say is true is speaking eloquently, don't be deceived by that. There are some people who know how to lie so well. They know how to sprinkle in just enough truth and wrap it inside their lies where they got you thinking that somebody telling the truth. Beware of that, people. You can't be righteous and negative at the same time. If you are a righteous man, you will speak as a righteous person. Righteous people do righteous things. Godly people do godly things. If the person you are talking to is talking ungodly, stop when they try to tell you they are from God and of God, because that ain't the truth. Bishop Kenneth Olmer taught me the most valuable lesson I learned about people speaking about God. You know what he told me? He says, Steve, God's voice has no sin in it. The voice of God does not have sin in it. When you are listening to anybody that's trying to make you think that they anti-Illuminati or any of this, be very careful, because God's voice does not have sin in it. If you are of God, speaking from God, you will not do anything that's ungodly. Period. Be careful out there. Take care of yourself in 2024. Wrap yourself around your family. Get on your mission, man. Our mission is to protect and provide for our families. Get on your mission. Do your job. Women have responsibilities. Congratulations to all the single women out there that's holding down motherhood. That's such a thankless job, but you've done it again, and God done got you through another year. Please, women out there with these children, hold your head up. You have no idea who you've given birth to. That God you serve could have given you the next president. You don't know. You have no idea. Stay the course. Stay positive. Stay faithful. And above all else, y'all, stay prayed up, because the devil is busy. And if you ain't careful, he'll have you fighting against yourself. I am keenly aware that my God is in control, and nothing nobody says about you, against you, can do you any harm if you hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is real, man. God can help you weather any storm in your life. Keep your faith in God, not in man. because man is off base oftentimes. Those are my closing remarks today. Happy New Year to everybody out there. It's a cutoff point on the Steve Harvey Show. We're going to stop saying Happy New Year by the end of the week. I don't like when people off into February saying Happy New Year. So we got a few more days of Happy New Year, and then we're going to cut it off and let that be it. Have a good one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.